right? The only thing that you know is whose problem you're solving. So, and if you have a clear idea of what that problem is, that's mostly the challenge, right? Because sometimes some startups, they're in a position where they have a product that they're trying to sell to someone rather than a problem that they're trying to solve through a product. If you don't have a budget, you're going to have to think very long and hard about where those people are and what the most efficient way is to reach them in order to really have an effective campaign. Welcome to the French Tech Podcast, to a second Brown Bag session about marketing and growth here in Southeast Asia. I'm recording with Thibaut Brière. Say hi, Thibaut.
Hello.
And we're recording this week's episode from a rooftop terrace looking out over the Grand Prix, the Formula One that is happening here in Singapore. It's a little bit hazy. There's a little bit of pollution, but we can still see the cars racing at our feet. It's a pretty amazing sight, so that's really, really cool. Today, we'll be talking about content, pick up the conversation that we left last week. We're going to talk about saturation, about what it means to do great content marketing, and why it's important to solve someone's problem rather than sell your solution.
Yeah, and how this takes time.
Absolutely, but that's the job. All right, let's get started.
There's this figure that you probably have seen, and if you're in marketing, you've probably seen that the average human is exposed to 5,000 brand messages a day, online and offline, which is ridiculous. And it reminded me of the conversation we had last time about the saturation and I think there's. I was thinking about advertising and. I think if you think about Mad Men and the Don Drapers of the world and stuff, they, in the 60s, marketing, it was advertising. So it was the same, right?
Yeah.
Marketing and advertising was exactly the same. There was no difference. So packaging, the messages, it was all about advertising. And I think that's what, coming from B2B, what I like is that advertising is just one lever, but it's not really the main acquisition channel that you can use. I think there's this trend about slow marketing. I don't know if you heard about that, but
what does that mean, slow marketing?
I have no idea.
What does it even mean? But like, people are talking about it.
I know. So I don't even know if there's a definition, a clear definition of it. But the thing is, I guess there's. Advertising today is all about being all over the place, right? You try to use every possible channels, and you try to interrupt people, anytime, the morning, the evening, the.
You know what? I'm gonna.
It's just too much.
I'm gonna
so
push back on that.
Slow marketing is that. Yeah.
Because I'm gonna have to push back on that, right? Because as you say, it's too much. It's not a good strategy.
Yeah.
Because it means you don't know where your clients are.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't know where they are. It means you don't know how to reach them.
Yeah.
Right. And it means you're probably not providing value.
Exactly. And so that's the point. I think that's where I was going to with this slow marketing thing. I don't know if there's a definition that exists, but I think the advertising saturation that we have now, it forces everybody to be better marketers because you have to do the job, basically. So what is the message you want to say? Who do you want to tell your story to, and where can you find these people? And if you don't do this job well enough, especially if you're a startup, just a few resources, it doesn't work because you're going to have to waste a lot of money into your advertising. It's not going to work. It's not going to work anyways.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just struck me how this slow marketing trend, I think, going on is it's going to force us as marketers to come back to the basics and say, okay, so who do I want to talk to, and what do I have to say? And to me, the best way to think about it is how do we transpose what's happening in digital in a physical space, and that's where you realize when you're doing too much, right?
If
if you go on most websites today, you have like this pop-up that's going to ask, you know, what do you want to do with the cookies? And, you know, and now it's gotten even worse because you have to choose which cookies you want to accept and whatever. And then you probably have a new, you know, newsletter subscription. And then you have this chatbot that if you transpose all of this in a physical store, it's like, you know, you're in front of the store and you can't even get into the store because there's these, I don't know.
People asking you questions.
Exactly. It's like you're not even the store. You don't even have a foot in the store and you have somebody asking you, how can I help? Well, just let me in, right? And there's this kakemono that, you know, is right in front of the door, so you can't even get in.
Yeah.
So anyway, slow marketing is, I think it's about doing things that that are, well, doing the exact opposite of what you see on most websites today, on most ads today. So
it's just doing things that work, actually, right? It's just it's funny because you have a B2B background, right? You did a lot of marketing in B2B. So from that perspective, it's almost like a reorientation back to the basics.
Yeah.
Whereas from my perspective as an entrepreneur, it's the only way I've ever looked at marketing, right? Because you don't have a budget, right? The only thing that you know presumably is whose problem you're solving, right? So, and if you have a clear idea of what that problem is, that's mostly the challenge, right? Because sometimes some startups, they're in a position where they have a product that they're trying to sell to someone rather than a problem that they're trying to solve through a product, right? But if you don't have a budget, you're going to have to think very long and hard about where those people are and what the most efficient way is to reach them in order to really have an effective campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's pretty interesting because that's where advertising can be really, really efficient, I think, is when you're trying to understand the problems of your customers. And not so you're using advertising to test the various segments. You know, you're trying to find your ideal customers and you're trying to, you know, have them talking about a problem. And this is a great way, a great usage of advertising. When you do this, you don't need a huge budget. You're always, you know, you're constantly investigating where are your customers, what are their problems. And advertising could be a great way to do this, especially if you're a startup, an entrepreneur, you need to do it. But so that's perfectly the great way to do it. And yeah, unfortunately, today it's mostly used to, hey, you know, here's my product. How much do you want it? So,
Then we get back to like some of the principles that Gary Vaynerchuk is always talking about, right? Like jab, right hook. Like don't go for the sell immediately. And I think that's one of the big things that corporates sometimes, like big companies, get wrong because they have this budget, right? So they get this marketing team, they get a consultancy on board with them, and then they go, oh, you're selling your product. And they go to Instagram, right? And they post a picture of their product that nobody cares about.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. It's just,
and they're selling it immediately. Yeah. So they're not providing value.
Yeah.
Right? They're not providing
any value.
You're not
trying to understand what's the context.
Yeah.
There's no conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
The whole branding and positioning and, you know, this whole thing matters, but they matter because you with branding and positioning, you're trying to establish a communication channel between you as a brand and your customers. So you're trying to put things into context.
Right.
Like when Volvo sells, you know, cars that are safe, the conversation is not about cars.
Exactly.
It's about safety. So they want to have a conversation about, you know, how safe the cars are so that they don't have, you know, people talking about, hey, I want a fast car. Okay, so, well, just go to Porsche or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's all about providing context. And I think that's advertising, you should really be about trying to find this context. And when you, especially on social media, I think, it can be a great way to put this to sort of, you know, frame the conversation, but not talk about what you have to sell, but just say, okay, so this is what I'm about. I'm about safety, not about cars.
Yeah.
Or I'm about, I don't know, efficiency and you know, group communication, if you're Slack, instead of
right, exactly, you know, yeah,
sending you files or whatever. So yeah.
Or even here for local examples, right? Companies that we know here, for example, from French Tech. Like if you look at a Sleek, for example, right?
Yeah.
It's about making your life as an entrepreneur easier and saving time.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
More than it is about selling you this particular service.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the good startups and the big companies that rely on terrific agencies now, they get it, right? But there's still a lot of people that I think, definitely would benefit from some insights on what it means to solve a problem versus selling a solution.
Yeah. And rightfully so. I mean, there's a lot of startups precisely because they don't have, huge resources. They try to not rely on agencies, so they do it themselves. Yeah.
And that brings it back to content marketing strategies, right? Because once you know that you're providing value, that you're solving a solution, that you're not selling a problem, that you're not selling your solution, right?
Yeah.
Then you start to think of content marketing. Then you start to think of, okay, how am I providing this value? Yeah. What kind of content do I have to put out there?
Exactly.
What channel am I putting it in? Because I now know where my customer is, because I know who he is and what he needs.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
And how often do I push that content?
Yeah.
And what kind of content, and when do I go for the sell?
Yeah, exactly. And when you design your content, it's back to the conversation we had last time, on there's no such thing as a great content.
Yeah.
It's just what do you say to who and when do you say it? So if a customer, you're into photography and I am as well, but buying a new big camera is something that you do. I know last time I did was 2 years ago, but it was 12, 13 years before that. So it's once every 10 years
decade.
Or 8 years, whatever. So yes, I'm interested to learn about photography, etc. But if you're Canon and you're trying to advertise me, you have to understand that there is a moment where I'm trying to buy a camera, right? And that's once every 10 years.
Yeah.
So don't send 10 years of advertising to me before.
Don't do it.
So
gonna work.
And content. As soon as I bought a camera, obviously Canon doesn't do it. But I don't think any brand does that. They could say, okay, so this guy just bought a camera, so now maybe he needs some content on how to use it and what are the new features that we want him to use with this new camera. So it's not about any, things like price point or whatever, but, about how to use these new features and why they're important. And then, slightly, maybe they could push me some advertising on, the new lenses that they have, whatever. But this whole logic of, how to drive the conversation as a brand, it's hard, right? But that's the job.
It's hard. It's not one shot. It's a long-term investment.
Long-term investment.
The ROI is not immediate, but it's the only way to do it.
Yeah,
the only way to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, man, this is
great.
That's
a beautiful way to start.
We need to get out of here because we need to go interview some startups.
Yeah.
And we're stuck here at the... We're looking out over the F1, the Grand Prix in Singapore from a very high-rise rooftop terrace, which is absolutely amazing. But it does mean that it's difficult to get to where we need to go. So it means we have to plan for some extra time. All right, guys, stay tuned for the next Brown Bag. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you guys.
Like what you heard? Want to go deeper? Reach out to us for one of our free growth brainstorming sessions. Thibaut and I are launching an initiative called Brown Bag Whiteboard, where companies invite us into their office and feed us lunch in exchange for an hour of our time, during which we freely put our brains at your disposal to help you face your toughest marketing and growth challenges. Sounds good? Reach out on hello@frenchtechpodcast.com. Talk soon.